I don't want to shock anybody, but we spent $1.8 million for a water cleaning facility. Okay, we got the facility. This is before I got there. The water facility was built, but no one made a plan to actually get the water from the facility to the nearest village. See, but that's how, see, the infantry, armor, and artillery guys, they're out there fighting a war. Doing the reconstruction projects is a sideline. And I know, they didn't have to tell me this, I knew already, a lot of these projects were deals with the local sheikh. I'll build you a medical clinic in your village if you make those guys stop shooting at us. You know, you win a war like Iraq by working with the locals, period. You don't win otherwise. It's a public relations war. You can kill all the bad guys you want, and you still won't win. Mm-hmm. And a lot of those 101st guys came in thinking they had the only thing that counted was killing bad guys. So that, I didn't like that. Well, I can tell you one thing is the whole Muslim thing. I never noticed this before. When I came back, I started noticing anti-Muslim comments a lot more than I used to. Mm-hmm. When I was in Iraq, I worked with Iraqi, not just Selma, but there were two others I worked with a lot. They were good people. So I guess I started getting a little pissed off when I hear anti-Muslim stuff when I came back. As for otherwise, yeah, I'm different. I'm sure I am different. Yeah. I don't think people would say I wasn't confident before, but I think I'm probably a lot more confident than I was before. But I write on army issues, military issues now and then. And I've written a couple blogs that say this, basically. Everybody, you talk about the veterans, how tough it is when we lose a friend or a buddy. And it is tough. It's it's challenging. But it's you learn a lot from it. I think it strengthens you. Well, I know it strengthens you. Me and my guys, you know, we're still pretty tight. We're all connected. A lot of us connected on Facebook. We talk a lot, actually. And there's a lot of little visits in between. They're a good bunch. You know, I have two sons, and I think the world of them. And I know both of them really aren't interested in the military. But if I had a kid, and I have two, I think the best thing I could wish them is to serve sometime in the military. You know, in the movies, it's all about yelling, but it isn't in real life. It's not yelling. It's teamwork. It's teamwork and leadership. You give up part of yourself for something greater, and you're a better person for it.